ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु वित्तं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। श्रीमद् भागवतम सेकेंड कैंटो चैप्टर 7 शेड्यूल्ड इन्फॉर्मेशन। टुडे आई थॉट दैट आई विल गो बैक टू द वर्स 43। Yesterday we did three verses, 43, 44 and 45 together. But today I'll just go back, because yesterday a point came up about different personalities who had been mentioned in the verses. Quite a few exalted personalities have been mentioned, and many devotees seems to not know about them. And since they have been mentioned, since they are such exalted personalities, therefore I thought that we would discuss about them. So today we will read the verse 43 that has been mentioned on the board, and we'll start discussing about those personalities. वेदाहं अंग परमस्य हि योगमायां युयम् भावस् च भगवान् अथ दैत्यवर्यः पत्नी मनोः सा च मनुष्य च तद् आत्मजास् च प्राचीन बर्हिर् रिभु अंग ऊत ध्रुवश्च। वेदाहं अंग परमस्य हि योगमायां यं भवश्च भगवान् अथ दैत्यवर्ज। पत्नी मनस च मनुश्च तदात्मजश्च प्राचीन बर्हिश रिभूर अंग उत प्राचीन बर्हिर रिभूर अंग उत ध्रुवश्च। वेदाहमंग परमस्य हि योगमायां यूयं भवश्च भगवान् अथ दैत्यवर्यः। पत्नी मनोस च मनुश्च तदात्मजश्च प्राचीन बर्हिर् रिभु अंग उत ध्रुवश्च। वेदाहमंग परमस्य हि योगमायां यूयं भवश्च भगवान् अथ दैत्यवर्यः। patni mano sacha manuscha tadatma jascha prachina parhir ribhu anga utadhrubascha Veda, know it, aham, myself, anga, O Narada, paramasya, of the Supreme, he certainly, yogamayam, potency, uyuyam, yourself, bhavaha, Shiva, Cha, and Bhagavan, the great demigod, Atha, as also Daityavarjaha. Prahlad Maharaj, the great devotee in the great devotee of the Lord, born in the family of an atheist. Patni, Satarupa, Manoho, of Manu, Sa, he, Cha, also, Manoho, Sayambhuva, Cha, and Tat Atmajascha, and his children like Priyavrata, Uttanapad, Devahuti, etc. Prachina Barhi, Prachina Barhi, Ribhu, Ribhu, Anga, Anga, Uta, even, Dhruba, Dhruba, Cha, and. So it's up to here, this 43rd verse goes. So anyway, we will read the entire translation, and then we'll also read the purport, although we did it yesterday. We are repeating today. O Narada, although the potencies of the Lord are unknowable and immeasurable, still, because we are all surrendered souls, we know how he acts through Yogamaya potencies. And similarly, the potencies of the Lord are also known to the all-powerful Shiva, the great king of the atheist family, namely Prahlad Maharaj, Shyambhuva Manu, his wife Satarupa, his sons and daughters like Priyavrata, Uttanapad, Akuti, Devahuti and Prashuti, Prachinabarhi, Ribhu, Anga, the father of Bena, Maharaj Dhruva, Ikshaku, Aila, Muchukunda, Maharaj Janak, Gadhi, Raghu, Ambarish, Sagar, Gaya, Nahusha, Mandhata, Alarka, Shatadhanva, Anu, Rantidev, Bhishma, Bali, Amurtaraya, Dilip, Shobhari, Utanka, Shibi, Devala, Pippalada, Sarasata, Uddhava, Parashara, Bhurishena, Bibhishan, Hanuman, Sukadev, Goswami, Arjun, Arishtashena, Bidura, Shrutadev, etc. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. All the great devotees of the Lord, as mentioned above, who flourished in the past or present, and all the devotees of the Lord who will come in the future, are aware of the different potencies of the Lord, along with the potency of his name, quality, pastimes, entourage, personality, etc. And how do they know? Certainly, it is not by mental speculation, nor by any attempt by dint of limited instruments of knowledge. But the limited instruments of knowledge, either the senses or the material instruments like microscopes or telescopes, one cannot even fully know the Lord's material potencies which are manifested before our eyes. For example, there are many millions and billions of planets far, far beyond the scientist's calculation. But these are only the manifestations of the Lord's external energy. What can the scientist hope to know of the spiritual potency of the Lord by such material efforts? Mental speculations by adding some dozens of ifs and maybes cannot aid the advancement of knowledge. On the contrary, such mental speculations will only end in despair by dismissing the case abruptly and declaring the non-existence of God. The sane person, therefore, ceases to speculate on subjects beyond the jurisdiction of his tiny brain, and as a matter of course, he tries to learn to surrender unto the Supreme Lord, which alone can lead one to the platform of real knowledge. In the Upanishads, it is clearly said that the Supreme Personality of Godhead can never be known simply by working very hard and taxing the good brain, nor can he be known simply by mental speculation and jugglery of words. The Lord is knowable only by one who is a surrendered soul. Herein, Brahmaji, the greatest of all material living beings, acknowledges this truth. Therefore, the fruitless spoiling of energy by pursuing the path of experimental knowledge must be given up. One should gain knowledge by surrendering unto the Lord and by acknowledging the authority of the persons mentioned herein. The Lord is unlimited, and by the grace of the Yogamaya helps the surrendered soul to know him proportionately with the advance of one's surrender. So yesterday we discussed that since there are so many exalted personalities have been mentioned here in this verse, we discuss about those personalities. Who is the first personality mentioned here? Lord Shiva. Shivascha. Vedaha manga paramas hi yogamayam juyam bhavascha. Bhava is one name of Lord Shiva. The other day we discussed about Bhavani Bharta in the class of in Chaitanya Charitamrita class. Who mentioned that expression? Keshav Bharati. And how did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pointed out the mistake of that expression? Bhava is the name of Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva's wife is therefore known as Bhavani. Just as Narayan's wife is Narayani. Shiva's wife is Shivani. So in this way, Ni indicates the wife. Griha Grihini. In this way, Ni indicates the wife. So Lord Shiva's wife is Bhavani. And Bharta means husband. So it literally means Shiva's wife's husband, which meant that Shiva's wife had another husband other than Lord Shiva, which is a mistake. So Bhava is the name of Lord Shiva, and it is very important for us to recognize who is Lord Shiva, because we are in the place of Lord Shiva. This city, Mahakal, is the city of Mahakal, Mahakalishwar. Mahakal is the name of Lord Shiva. He is the destroyer in the form of time. And this is the place of Ujjain, is the place of Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva is a gunavatar of Krishna. How many different types of incarnations are there of Krishna? How many of you know how many types of incarnations are there? Only three. There are? Okay, how many? 22. Okay.
Six types of incarnations.
What are those six types?
Mahavatar, Leela-avatar, Manantara-avatar, Purusha-avatar, Shaktavesha-avatar, Yuga-avatar.
Very good. So these are the six types of incarnations, of the six categories of incarnations of the Lord. So out of them, the one is Gunavatars. And what happens in the mode of ignorance? In the mode of ignorance, one falls asleep. So wake him up. Stand up. Dadibara. So, Gunavatar, there are three different modes, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead takes care of those three modes. Those three modes are mode of goodness, mode of passion, mode of ignorance. In which incarnation the Lord takes care of the mode of goodness? Vishnu. In which incarnation he takes care of mode of passion?
Brahma.
In which incarnation he takes care of the mode of ignorance? Lord Shiva. These are the three controllers of three different modes. What are the activities of different modes? What happens? What is the activity in the mode of goodness?
Maintenance.
What is the activity in the mode of passion?
Creation.
What is the activity in the mode of ignorance? Annihilation or destruction. So, in the mode of passion, Brahma creates. In the mode of goodness, Vishnu maintains. And in the mode of ignorance, the Lord Shiva destroys. So, all three are actually the gunavatars, are the incarnations of the Supreme Personality of God. All three are the incarnations of the Lord. Incarnation means what? Incarnation means the Lord Himself. You remember, there are two types of expansions of the Lord. Two types of expansions of the Lord. What are those two types of expansions? Ganganarayan? Shangsha and Vibhinnamsha. The Shangsha incarnation or Shangsha expansions are the Lord expands Himself as He is. So like it is like from one He becomes two, becomes four, He becomes expands. In this way He expands in innumerable forms. But all those expansions has the same potency of the Lord. Which verse describes that in Brahma Samhita? Very good. Who said Diparchireva? Did you say it? Okay. Recite the verse. Only near the first line. Who knows that verse? Okay, Malini. Vishnu Tara Vibhati Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham.